So what changed during this period of time that could account for that? Well, there's a few things, one of which was the use of mammograms. The Cochrane Collaboration had come out in early 2000, 2001 with a statement about challenging the mammography's effectiveness. And there were a series of seminars. ASCO had a seminar. Major organizations had seminars and focus groups looking at whether this was a true finding or not. As a result, when the smoke cleared, they went back to mammograms. But the result was there was a drop of 1% in mammogram use across the country, 2003 versus 2002.
Now, is that more in premenopausal women? Because that's where the controversy was, I think.
No, it's interesting. The biggest decrease was in the 50 to 69-year-olds, which had a 3.2% decrease.
I guess another thing that I've heard speculated is that when women take HRT, they get more mammograms because they're kind of worried or their docs are worried. Was there a correlation between whether they were taking HRT and mammography, or you don't have those data?
Yeah, we don't have those data, but that's an important point, and we'll come back to that. And then, of course, the other issue was medications. And beginning in early 2002, the Women's Health Initiative started, actually it was a series of reports. It started with the E+P overall result paper suggesting that there wasn't a chronic disease benefit, but rather chronic disease risk.
You're talking about hormone replacement.
Yeah, hormone replacement therapy, menopausal hormone therapy, which I call it. And then subsequently, there was a paper on dementia being increased, and I had the report on estrogen plus progestin increasing breast cancers and increasing abnormal mammograms. So this whole series of reports came out. And interestingly, there was a tremendous reaction in terms of the population. There were 60 million prescriptions for menopausal hormone therapy in the United States in 2000 and 2002. And in 2003, there were 25 million. So there's a drop of 35 million prescriptions in 1 year. And for way of contrast, people talk about raloxifene maybe having an effect. There's about 5 million prescriptions per year for raloxifene, really no change from 2002 to 2003. About 1 million tamoxifen prescriptions per year, almost all in patients with established cancer. And even with that, we would still need about a 50% reduction in breast cancer in 1 year to account for the over 10,000 reduction that we saw. So whatever it is, it's going to be big. We put that out as a hypothesis. But the issue that you raised before is an important one. Could the women who are on hormones have differential mammogram use? That is, if they stopped hormones, they would stop having mammograms and then just end up having a delay of a year because they didn't have any mammograms.
Or of some period of time, which we don't know what it would be, I guess.
Right. So we don't have data from the big data sets to look at that question. But the Women's Health Initiative has a wonderful data set that can address that issue. In the estrogen plus progestin trial, we started up with 16,000, but at the end, we had 9,000 women still randomized to placebo or estrogen plus progestin. We told the women overnight in a letter, followed up with it, to stop their study pills overnight. And this wasn't their physician, you know, you're taking study medication, we think you should stop it. And of course, we have a protocol that for safety requires the women to have yearly mammograms. And you have an infrastructure that's going to minimize the differential mammogram kind of use. So basically, we have that data set, which we will be looking at and reporting sometime later this year.